And now, folks, we here at the Animal News Hour are fortunate to have with us Mary Catherine Ray, albeit for an unfortunate reason. Mary Catherine will tell us about her personal horrible experience with a trapper's trap. But we want people far and wide to hear about this cruel practice of trapping. And the reality is that people far and wide don't hear about these horrors of trapping animals. And what happened to Mary Catherine could just as easily happen to any of us, just taking a walk on our public lands here in New Mexico. And Mary Catherine cares enough to relive these horrors for us now so that we can educate people far and wide about this cruelty. And maybe more folks will call their elected officials and insist that they prohibit these cruel, barbaric traps forever. And now, let's give a warm welcome to Mary Catherine Ray. Welcome, Mary Catherine.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me. And I'm sorry to say I've had actually more than one experience, but I'd be happy to tell you about them. The first one happened 11 years ago this very week on my birthday when I was hiking with my dogs on National Forest land. And actually, one of my dogs was on a leash, and the leash proved not to be really much protection. We were all drawn to the place where the trap was hidden by the lure, the odor lure that the trapper had left to attract canines. Of course, my dogs being canines were attracted too. And but it was very lucky that day because I was also there, the trap was hidden under leaves, and I placed my foot so that it kicked the trap, which caused it to slam shut on air, on nothing. It just leapt out of the leaves under my feet and completely startled me, and I'd never seen a trap before, but nobody was hurt that day. I did take a moment to think to myself, well, I should see how to open this, you know, thinking this was not going to be a big deal in case something happened again, I could just get my dog out. And I learned that day that I am not strong enough. I could not have opened this trap by myself, and I was by myself. Had one of my dogs been caught, the ground was frozen, I couldn't have gotten the trap out, I was an hour and a half by foot from my car, and that was another hour from getting help. And I would not have left my dog alone while I tried to accomplish that. I mean, basically, had I not turned up home when I was supposed to because I was sitting with my dog who was caught in a trap, we would be looking at a search and rescue operation. And the thought that someone could do that to someone else completely changed my life, that we allow these devices on public lands where other people can be harmed by them. Today, in 2014, is just beyond imagination. And later, this was happened just several years ago, I was leading a Sierra Club outing when we came upon a coyote who was caught in a trap. So I had never, until that moment, seen an animal in a trap. And it was as horrible as you have ever could imagine. The outing, we were enjoying ourselves, having a really good time, and we fell silent watching this animal, because when the coyote saw us, she would run to the end of the trap chain, which would flip her over and wrench her foot, and then she would do it again in the opposite direction. She wasn't chewing her foot off. She was slowly twisting it off, and we could see she'd already broken the bone. The bone was exposed. What was holding her foot on was what was left of the muscle and the tendon and the skin tissue. We didn't know how to get her out without putting ourselves at risk for being bitten, because of course she was crazed with pain. So we ended the outing and tried to get help. All the way back, we were trying our cell phones and we weren't in a cell, I couldn't get help until I got back home again, which was several hours later, and by then it was too late in the day. But I did call a game warden who said he would meet us the next morning to see what could be done, dreading that we would have to endure, you know, I'm going to have to take the game warden to the trap, he's going to have to shoot the animal because she's got this horrible injury, and I'm going to have to be there to watch this. I almost didn't want to go, but I did. I felt like I owed this animal that much. Blessedly, possibly, by the time we got to the trap the next day, she had managed to get her foot completely broken off, and she wasn't there. So she escaped to whatever uncertain future awaited her with only three legs. I don't know, but I will never forget her eyes looking at us. All I could do was take her picture, which has since been all over the internet. Different groups have used it because it just shows there's no way this can be humane. There is nothing that justifies doing this to an animal, wild or domestic. And I've just been on fire ever since. This is something that must not stand.
I can't imagine that, seeing that. That just sounds so horrible.
It was. I'm haunted still. I truly am. I will never forget her eyes.
Oh. So she was trying to run away from you all, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Her goal was to just leave. I mean, you know how coyotes are. They're very skittish. They don't like being around people. And here we were, this group of us. And the trap was on a chain, a heavy, heavy linked chain that was probably about 20 feet long. So she had a lot of distance to run before it would jerk her back and flip her over. And then she'd do it again the other direction.
I can't imagine saying that. It just turns my stomach just listening, thinking about it, picturing it. Well, I don't know either, Mary Catherine. I don't know either how this is still possible today, that people are still allowing these traps. I don't know. But,
and it's not just coyotes. You know, they catch, you know, our dogs. Coyotes, of course, are something that an animal whose pelt has commercial value. I mean, that's why they're doing it. You can sell a coyote pelt for maybe $30 to $40 today. And foxes, bobcats, badgers, these animals, I mean, are ones that the trapper wants to get because they all can be sold. And that's what drives this, not any kind of wildlife management need. But traps can't really tell what they're going to slam on. So our dogs, little wild javelinas get caught frequently. Animals that you're not supposed to catch, like endangered species, the Mexican wolf. Lynx, the northern lynx in the northern part of New Mexico. Porcupines, squirrels, rabbits. And these are treated as so much trash by trappers. They don't care about them. They don't want them. They let them go if they're still alive, or they just toss them aside if they're dead. So it is pretty unconscionable.
Yes, it is. And I really appreciate you taking the time for this, because it's only by spreading the word, educating people about how cruel this practice is, that someone can inflict such cruelty just for 30, 40, 50 bucks, is it's amazing that that's still allowable in a civilized society. Amazing.
I agree.
But hopefully this year, this time, with you know, the inputs from people like you, hopefully this year we can convince enough legislators to ban this cruelty forever.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because there is a bill that's going to be introduced into the legislature, state legislature, which begins January 20th, I believe, for 2 months, that would prohibit the use of traps and poisons, which are equally indiscriminate and harmful on our public lands. So it'll be the second time out for this bill, and I agree, the more people know, contact your legislators, ask them to support this bill, and let's get this stopped.
Yes, and I'll emphasize that too. Anybody who's listening to this right now, please take the time to call your legislators, talk to anybody about this, and the more we raise our voices, the more we can get this cruel practice stopped forever, hopefully. Please, thank you. And thank you, Mary Catherine, for taking the time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.